But Father, we thank and praise you for the opportunity to come into your house this morning. I certainly don't have all the answers to the things that I've been talking about, but your word gives us insights and answers. And the book of Ecclesiastes and Proverbs, all the wonderful things in the Old Testament is there, but then we look at the New Testament and we understand that your Son, Jesus Christ, you manifested in the flesh, you, Father God, came to experience everything that we experience as humans. That's why he can sit at your right hand and say, I know how them people of Bethel feel, Lord. Remember, I went through all that stuff. But he stayed obedient to the Father. In this particular time of Lent, that's all we got to do. We just need to repent. We will never have perfect harmony in this world as long as we're here. But if we repent, God is quick to forgive us. So as you're thinking about things in this particular time in our country and all around the world, it's not only in the United States of America. There's trials and tribulations all over the world. People killing people. Religious people killing religious people. It's just nuts. But stay true to the one God. And he will give you the peace that passes all understanding. Can't understand it. Can't describe it. But I can assure you that peace will come in if you open your heart to him. And all we got to do is say, Lord, thank you for coming to this earth and saving us. And I've heard so much about you. I want to be a part of your kingdom. And he said, all you have to do is open your heart and invite me in with a simple prayer. Or drift it away. An attitude of repentance is all he wants and all he needs. Come back into the fold. Come back into the flock. And thank you, Father, for allowing us to come and to reflect the scriptures and to understand more about this life. I'm looking for a church home. I said it many times that this is the best kept secret for a church in Tallahassee, is right here at Bethel. We'd love to talk to you about it and would encourage you to be an important part of this congregation. And we give you the glory today in Jesus' name. Amen.